Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of Gideon.
When we face hard things, we might not feel special or strong, but we don't have to be. God can do amazing things through us. In the Bible, God chose Gideon to do something big, but Gideon felt scared and needed God's help.
Like most stories in the book of Judges, this story starts with God's people, the Israelites, forgetting God's love and care for them. They turned away from the one real God and worshiped idols instead.
Build an altar to Baal and worship him, and he'll protect you.
Place this Asherah pole high on the altar for all to see and worship.
God still loved the Israelites and cared for them. But because they disobeyed God and worshiped idols on altars like Baal instead of the one true God, he allowed Israel's enemies, the Midianites, to come and take over their land for 7 years.
After the Midianites took almost everything that belonged to the Israelites finally remembered God and begged the Lord for help.
Then, one day, the Lord appeared and spoke to Gideon.
There! No one can see me doing my work, harvesting grain in the shallow pit. I'm safe from the Midianite soldiers here. But, oh, who's under that tree? You there! Who are you?
The Lord is helping you, Almighty Warrior.
Mighty Warrior? What? You're joking, right? If the Lord is helping us, why have all these awful things happen? We've all heard how the Lord performed miracles and rescued our ancestors from Egypt, but those things happened so long ago. Now it feels like the Lord has abandoned us to the Midianites.
Gideon, you will be strong because I am giving you the power to rescue Israel from the Midianites.
What? Me? But how can I, of all people, rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest, and everyone else in my family is more important than me.
Gideon, you can rescue Israel because I will help you.
It's hard to believe I'm talking to the Lord. Please, give me a sign so I know it's you. And please, wait here until I bring you an offering.
I will wait until you return.
Gideon went home and cooked a young goat. Next, he opened a big flour sack and made it into thin bread. Gideon put the meat in a basket and poured the broth into a clay cooking pot when he cooked it. He took the meat, the broth, and the bread and placed them under the big tree.
Gideon, put the meat and the bread on this rock and pour the broth over them.
The Lord stretched out the tip of his stick and touched the meat and bread. A fire broke out of the rock and burned the meat and bread.
Oh no, Master God! I have seen the angel of God face to face. Now I'm going to die.
Peace. There's nothing to be afraid of. You are not going to die.
Then Gideon built an altar for worshiping the Lord.
This altar is called Jehovah Shalom. The Lord calms our fears.
All the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern nations got together and crossed the Jordan River. Then they invaded the land of Israel and set up camp in Jezreel Valley.
The Lord's Spirit was with Gideon, and Gideon blew a trumpet as a signal for the men of his clan to follow him. He also sent messengers to all the tribes of God's people, telling the men of these tribes to come and join his army. Then they all set out toward the enemy camp.
Gideon prayed.
I know that you promised to help me rescue Israel, but I need proof. Tonight, I'll spread a sheepskin on the floor. If you will help me rescue Israel tomorrow morning, let there be dew on the sheepskin, but let the floor stay dry.
And that's just what happened.
I could hardly sleep. Did God leave me the sign I asked for? Well, the floor is dry and there's enough water here to fill a bowl.
Gideon prayed to God again.
Please be patient with me, God, and let me ask one more thing. Let me try this just one more time, so I'll really be sure you'll help me.
This time, let the sheepskin be dry and the floor be wet.
That night, God left another sign of his faithfulness.
God has kept his promise to me a second time. The floor is wet, and the sheepskin is completely dry.
Gideon was finally convinced that God was in his corner, so he called together the army to fight against the Midianites.
Get over there!
Get over here, man.
Move those that way! Get out!
Master Gideon, the men are ready. We have a mighty 32,000 soldiers.
God's army is strong. The Midianite camp is to the north, in the valley of the foot of Morah Hill. Gather the troops.
Yes, Commander.
Gideon, your army is too big. If I let you win with this many soldiers, the Israelites would think that they had won the battle because of their strength and would believe that I had nothing to do with it. So call your troops together.
Gideon was nervous, but he did what God asked.
Move it along.
Come on.
Get those weapons over there.
Let's go.
Captains, go to your men and tell them the Lord has spoken to me.
I think God promised Gideon that we will be victorious.
What else could it be?
He told me to say that anyone really afraid can leave and go home.
What? How can we do that? What's the Lord's plan?
My men afraid? Why would we invite them to leave?
We will obey the Lord's commands.
22,000 men returned home, leaving Gideon with only 10,000 soldiers. Two-thirds of Israel's army had gone.
Gideon, you still have too many soldiers. Take them down to the spring and I'll test them. I'll tell you which ones can go with you and which ones must return home.
Gideon obeyed God.
Why does Gideon want all the soldiers by the spring?
It doesn't matter. We still have 10,000 soldiers. Our army will still be victorious against the Midianites.
Captains, the Lord has spoken to me. Tell all of your men to get a drink of water. Watch how each man drinks. Then, divide them into two groups, those who lap the water like a dog, and those who kneel to drink with cupped hands.
What does Gideon want us to do?
He wants us to drink from the stream.
Well, I am thirsty.
What are you doing? Just get down on your knees, put your face in the stream, and drink up.
Of the 10,000 men, 300 soldiers drank with their hands to their mouths. All the rest lapped the water like a dog would. Then Gideon gave these orders.
You 300 men stay here. The rest of you may go home, but leave your food and trumpets with us.
We had an army in the thousands.
Now we only have 300 men! What does Gideon know what he's doing?
What's God's plan now?
Gideon's army was on top of the hill overlooking the Midianite camp in the valley. That night, the Lord had another message for Gideon.
Get up. Attack the Midianite camp. I will let you defeat them, but you and your servant Purah should sneak down to their camp if you're still afraid. You'll be brave enough to attack when you hear what the Midianites are saying.
Purah! Purah!
What is it? Is the enemy attacking?
Come with me, but you must be silent.
Where are you leading us? To the edge of the enemy camp? The camp is huge. Midianites, Amalekites, and all the eastern nations are here. Counting the sand grains on the beach would be easier than their camels.
Shh! Soldiers are on guard duty. Get down!
But listen to this. In my dream was a gigantic, round loaf of barley bread rolling right into our camp. It rolled right into the headquarters tent, hitting it so hard it flipped the tent over and knocked it to the ground.
Your dream must have been about Gideon, the Israelite commander. It means God will let him and his army defeat the Midianite army and everyone else in our camp. Shh, you better not repeat that dream to anyone.
Did you hear that dream? God has answered my prayers again. Praise God!
Praise God.
Let's get back to camp. Get up and get going! The Lord is going to let us defeat the Midianite army!
Gideon divided his small army into three groups of 100 men.
All of you have a trumpet and a large clay jar with a burning torch inside. When we get to the enemy camp, spread out and surround it. Then, wait for me to blow a signal on my trumpet. As soon as you hear it, blow your trumpets and shout, "Fight for the Lord! Fight for Gideon!"
Gideon and his group reached the edge of the enemy camp a few hours later that night, just after new guards had come on duty.
Gideon and his soldiers blew their trumpets and smashed the clay jars that were hiding the torches. The rest of Gideon's soldiers blew the trumpets they held in their right hands. Then they smashed the jars and held the burning torches in their left hands.
Fight with your swords for the Lord and for Gideon! Fight for the Lord! Fight for Gideon! Fight for the Lord! Fight for Gideon!
The enemy soldiers started yelling and tried to run away. Gideon's troops stayed in their positions surrounding the camp and blew their trumpets again.
The Midianites were so scared that they ran away in a panic, even fighting each other by mistake. They ran so far that other Israelites could catch and defeat the Midianite leaders. With their leaders gone and their army running away, God kept his promise and saved Israel, just like he told Gideon he would.
If you would like to read more about Gideon and how God also worked through people like Deborah, Samson, and others, check out the book of Judges in the Old Testament part of your Bible.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.